Seattle's Morning News, Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. Concussions get all the attention in football, right? But it turns out there's something potentially even more dangerous than that, sudden cardiac arrest, which is a particular problem when the weather is this hot. And to find out how to prevent that, let's consult the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. And it turns out, Dr. Cohen, that you actually have a link to this issue of sudden cardiac death. You're on an NCAA committee that's been looking into this?
That's correct. Good morning, Dave. Yeah, I was actually part of the NCAA or National Collegiate Athletic Association Committee on Sudden Cardiac Death. It's this time of year where high school football starts to start their conditioning programs. It's the summer months when it's hot outside. Kids get sick, and some even die, and it makes it into the media, and parents start to get concerned.
What do you do, and what are the warning signs? How can you tell when you're putting your body under too much stress and getting overheated?
If I can take a step back from that, the concern is that there are fatalities that occur in football. They fall into two general categories. One are the direct fatalities, those that occur as a result of traumatic injury. And then the other are the indirect fatalities, things like cardiac failure, heat illness, asthma, and what's called pulmonary embolism, or a blood clot that goes to your lungs. In fact, the indirect fatalities are about twice as common as the direct fatalities. Now, the direct fatalities are the things that you might imagine, a broken neck or having a head injury, or there was a report last year of a young man, a young high school athlete, who suffered an injury of one of the arteries in his abdomen on a kickoff return. And so he had rupture of his intestine, developed peritonitis. The indirect fatalities, cardiac failure can be common for a number of reasons, because some people have a predisposition to having either an arrhythmia or irregular heartbeat that can be fatal. Or they may have what's called a cardiomyopathy, which is an enlargement of the heart, and they can have ineffective ability to eject blood out of their heart, which then results in an arrhythmia, and they can be very difficult to resuscitate.
So, but just to make it clear, this can happen in perfectly healthy athletes. And I'm wondering, has there been an extensive analysis to see whether there are, in fact, underlying conditions? In other words, can the exams that an athlete typically goes through before getting into a select football program catch the potential for this kind of thing, or does it literally just come out of nowhere?
That is exactly what we studied on the NCAA Sudden Cardiac Death Committee, because one of the challenges is how do you screen athletes? How do you screen high school athletes? And there's actually, if you consider all sports, millions of high school athletes. How do you screen them for their risk of sudden cardiac death? And how do you screen them to see if they have a underlying cardiac arrhythmia that could develop, that could be fatal, or they have an underlying cardiomyopathy that could be fatal? And it is a huge challenge. And so the purpose of this committee, which was actually an international committee of experts who were brought together by the NCAA, was to try and develop guidelines for screening of athletes. But it is a very, very challenging thing to do. And fortunately, the risk is small. But we have learned over time that there are sports-specific risks. So sports like basketball have a higher risk of sudden cardiac death than the risk of playing football. We've also learned that ethnicity has emerged as a risk factor, and that Black athletes are at a higher risk in some cases than white athletes. So it is a complicated issue, both in terms of understanding how to screen for it, what the screening criteria should be, and how do we screen effectively millions of high school athletes every year. It's a big issue for sure.
And I'm afraid that with all the talk about concussions and now sudden cardiac arrest, we've just scared thousands of parents. They're going to say nothing more physical than chess from now on.
Right. And that's the concern with even talking about this. So I'm actually glad you asked that question. Keep in mind that there's an average of about 13 deaths per year from playing high school football. And there's about estimates of 1.1 to 1.2 million high school students who play football annually. So the risk of having a death from playing high school football is actually about 1 in 85,000. To put that in some sort of perspective, the annual risk of dying in a car accident is about 1 in 50,000. Mm-hmm. So we don't even think twice about getting in the car and driving to the grocery store. Right. But the risk of doing that is about 1 in 50,000, whereas the risk of playing football is actually much lower than that. It's 1 in 85,000. The unfortunate thing is in football is that many of these, as in car accidents actually, but many of these are preventable.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.